I am joined on the phone by Davey and Kev from Bears Den. Yes.
Hello.
How are you guys doing?
Good, thank you.
It has been a long time coming. I was remembering the first time I ever heard you guys, and it was years ago now, and it was Sahara.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah.
And I instantly fell in love.
Oh, man.
And, yes, then we had, like, the clouds above Pompeii. I mean, that is just one of the most beautiful songs ever written.
Oh, thank you so much.
Oh, it is. It's amazing. And what I love is From Sahara to the Clouds, and then we've now got Ordered Wives, which is the new single coming off the second album. Every single track has been progressing, and it sounds like an amazing journey that you guys have been on.
It's been a lot of fun, yeah, man. Thank you so much. That's such kind words. We feel very lucky to be able to make music, and that's really nice to hear.
See, the debut, Islands, I think I had it on repeat for about 2 months in my car. I just wouldn't get rid of it.
Cool.
No, it's amazing. And how has the progression been? Because each song has definitely got bigger sonically as well. So how has that happened for you? Has it just been quite natural, or was it like a targeted idea that we're going to make these songs bigger?
I think it was definitely more of an evolution than a conscious decision. I guess like touring, like a lot of the songs like on Islands as we toured them sort of started to evolve towards maybe how the second record sounds more. And then I guess we sort of just built it from there, maybe.
Because we've got the second album is due out on the 22nd of July.
Yeah.
How nervous are you guys? Are you quite happy with it? Or are you really excited for this?
I think it's a bit of everything. Yeah, I think we're really excited. And, like, I think weirdly it's like when you've made something and it's not out, I find that nerve-wracking. But once it's out, I don't think I'll feel as nervous. So we're really, yeah, just really excited for people to hear it, to be honest. We're so proud of it. So it's a bit like before you have to go on stage,
yeah.
You get really nervous. Then when you go on stage, you stop being nervous because it's out there, you're doing it. Yeah.
It's what you're good at.
Well, hopefully.
Well, we like to think so.
That's great.
I remember seeing you guys at the Wedge Rooms on the Islands tour, and it was an amazing show.
Thanks, man. Yeah, that was a really fun show. I remember it.
We played Hide the Grape on that show. That was a good fun tour game.
We had, yeah, Marcus Hamlet would just hide bits of fruit on stage in different places. And he'd sort of end up standing on it halfway through a gig.
I think health and safety would have a lot to say about that.
I think one grape's all right. Bananas, that's when you're stepping the game up.
Yeah, but when they're like, when you're surrounded by like 40 or 50 grapes on stage and you never know when you're going to...
There was so many
be confronted by one, it can be quite, you know, disturbing.
Yeah. Yes. So... We got a new tour coming up in November, and the closest you're coming is Brighton or Bristol, really, for us in Southampton.
Sorry.
I know. I noticed you're kind of doing all the Bs.
We got
Brighton, Birmingham, Brixton, and Bristol.
Yeah, we're going to do Southampton, Swansea, and Scunthorpe on the next tour.
Swanwick as well.
Yep.
Yeah. Exactly.
I'm trying to think of all the S's.
Yeah.
About Scotland.
Stevenage.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good one.
The Stevenage Dome.
is that a place?
No, I'm pretty sure it isn't. We need to build the Stevenage Dome.
In order for this tour. I think that should be a thing.
I think it should too.
No, Stevenage Dome wasn't built in a day. No,
yeah. No.
But it was built for Bears Den.
Yeah, exactly.
It's the dream.
So we've got a lot happening with you guys. We've got the album Red Earth and Pouring Rain. What can we expect from this?
Lots of songs.
But that's a good start.
Yeah. That way. What can people expect from the record?
It's a journey. I think it's like it's an album that we made that we were consciously trying to get a sense of, create a mood with the album, which was a sense of being on a journey and like driving through the night with a kind of image in our heads that we were constantly referring to, and then. The album itself is kind of like 12 journeys within a bigger journey,
yeah.
If that makes sense. And so, yeah, we're just really proud of it. It's really hard to, like, say exactly what it is. It's I don't really want to, like, ruin anything.
No.
It's, there are some new sort of musical textures and instruments, and there's a lot of acoustic elements as well, and banjos and things, but horns and synths, and we find it exciting, and we're just really happy with it. So,
well, I'm pretty sure Well, I'm excited to hear it, so I'm pretty sure it's going to be awesome.
Oh, mate, thanks so much. hope you do enjoy it.
Were any of the songs on this album, were they written alongside Islands, or has this all been a completely new start from Islands?
There's one that wasn't written in the last year.
Old Wives.
And that's Old Wives, the single, the first single. So that one was written around the time the songs for Islands were being written, so a while ago. But Ian, our producer, his general rule was if it wasn't good enough for Islands, then it won't be good enough for the second album.
Fair enough.
But then that one, we basically completely changed everything about it and went, let's reinvent this song, because we all really liked the chorus and the verse melody and stuff, and it was like, let's turn this into something. And
yeah,
it was a lot of fun to do, actually. Gave it a whole new life, really.
We've also got a tour, like I said, playing all the bees, just, you know, not too close to us. What can we expect from the live shows?
Well, there's six of us on stage now.
That's a few.
Which is really fun for us. So we've got a couple of new guys that have joined us who are really good friends of ours. And yeah, it's just kind of perfect, really, because I think we needed more hands on deck for the second album. And they just sort of slotted in perfectly. So there'll be lots of us on stage. And we'll be playing lots of the new album songs, which is really exciting for us. Currently, we're only playing a few in our set. So
yeah.
As soon as it's out, we can play as many as we like, and that's going to be really liberating for us, I think.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much, because I know time is of the essence, so thank you very much. The album is out on the 22nd, Red Earth and Pouring Rain. Really looking forward to it, and hopefully we're going to come down to the Brighton show on the 1st. I'm going to try and get down for that, because I'd love to see you guys again live.
Oh, amazing. Well, awesome, hopefully we'll see you there.
Yeah. Thank you very much again, and cheers.
Thank you.
Right. Bye.
Bye. Bye.